Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
11 days into New Year 2021, and many have said there is no regret in seeing 2020 go into the annals of history. 2020 was a year with so many altering events that we have lost count. The shoe just kept falling. That is why 2021 has to provide the country and the world with a little break or reset, a time to breathe and consider future without COVID or unrest, maybe a decrease in crime or just a relief from the stress of so many things. It has been mind-boggling at times. One positive thing that happened on January 1st was the change in the COVID restrictions for Humboldt County. Finally, we can enjoy eating inside a restaurant again. Not sure how long that will last, but it is nice to be able to go out and have a meal with family and friends again. Other restrictions have been relaxed as well. As long as we keep the numbers for hospitalizations down, the county will remain open to a point, with other restrictions going to the wayside as well. The delivery of COVID vaccine is a welcome development, with many receiving it. Projections for delivery and administration of the vaccine is encouraging, with those wishing to be vaccinated could receive it within months. President Trump promised that a vaccine would be available by the first of the year, and he did deliver, regardless of whether you like him or not. By clearing roadblocks and establishing maximum effort for development and production of vaccines, we could see a drastic reduction in new cases within the next 4 to 6 months. Well, this is a good thing. Many people will be able to save their businesses and livelihoods by returning to the workforce, and schools should be able to resume normal hours of instruction. California has a few other changes to look forward to, such as the increase in the minimum wage to around $14 an hour. It will be interesting to see how this will affect many of the small businesses already in financial dilemma due to the shutdowns. Another interesting development in California has to do with the recall effort of Governor Gavin Newsom. California does have a history of recalling an elected governor. In 2003, Governor Gray Davis was recalled and Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected to serve out the remaining term of Governor Davis. So it has happened before and could happen again. Many Californians are dissatisfied in the manner of how Governor Newsom conducts the duties of his office. A petition for recall has been initiated and requires 1.5 million signatures for a special election where the question would be to recall Governor Newsom and replace him with a suitable candidate. It has been reported that 900,000 signatures for recall have been collected to date, with a couple of months remaining for the collection of the required signature for recall. Petitions for recall are available online if you're interested in joining the recall effort. So I guess we are entering 2021 with some controversy and maybe a change is needed. Only time will tell. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.